question from Gopinath Priya Prabhu. We say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is special, he has brought special mercy. And then sometimes we may feel two things. One is that, what about all the people who came before? They missed the mercy. And then we may say that, we also feel that, is this whole idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being special told so that people will practice bhakti intensely? So, what exactly does the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy imply? Answer: there is a objective truth and then subjective truth. Now, in material sense, when you say something is subjective truth, that means it's not really true. It's a thought like that. This is actually a wall over there. But subjectively, you may say, okay, you may see the glass is half full, or you may see the glass is half empty. Usually, in the material sense, the subjective reality is considered to be lower than the objective reality. But in a devotional sense, it's not like that. Because Krishna is objectively God. No doubt about it. But subjectively means from the perspective of Yashoda Mai, he is her son. Now, which is the reality? Is Krishna God? If he is God, then he cannot be anybody's son. He is the source of everyone. Or is he Yashoda Mai's son? Now, in practically speaking, Vrindavan, it is the subjective reality that is given more importance. Now, what she pursues from her subjective perception, that is what enhances her devotion. That is what leads to very sweet reciprocation. It's not a lower reality, it's a higher reality, subjective perception. So, yes. Objectively, it's a fact that we are in the material world and we want to go back to the spiritual world. And Krishna comes down as the avatars from there to here to manifest mercy in various ways, to manifest himself in various ways, provide mercy in various ways, and attract us back in various ways. So, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Even when Krishna himself is coming, he is not saying, I am the only way. He is saying, I come again and again and again. And he is saying, yes, now I have come. So, but I keep coming again and again. And he is not only talking about, I came in the past and I will never come again in the future. He is saying, yuge, yuge. That is a statement which is going to be repeated forever. That's what he is saying. So, now, with this principle, we understand that the process of bhakti which our acharyas have given, which our shastras has given, is not like, say, some hardline Christianity says Jesus is the only way, and before Jesus nobody can go back, and after Jesus whoever doesn't accept Jesus cannot go back. We don't say like that. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, puta mat bhava magata. So many people have come back, gone back. Yeah, Krishna is saying, even before I came, puta mat bhava magata. Then you have gone back. So there are many avatars of the Lord, there are many processes of yoga which all can lead us progressively towards higher goal, and there are many forms of bhakti by which souls can practice. So this is a first the principle you need to understand. The process of bhakti is universal and no one has monopoly on it. No one particular sampradaya or particular teacher or anyone like that has monopoly on taking us back to Krishna, on liberating us from the material world and taking us to the ultimate goal. Now going beyond this to the role of subjectivity. So, yes, there is the material world where there is bondage, there is the spiritual world, there is liberation. This is an objective truth. If you go to the spiritual world, any part of the spiritual world is glorious. But in the spiritual world, there are different levels. And these levels are in terms of the intimacy. But that is subjective. It is not that Hanuman is feeling, oh, why am I not Arjuna? Or why am I not Sridhama? Hanuman is satisfied completely. So, this subjectivity is not a matter of somebody being deprived of something, but it is that the Lord has multifarious qualities and He attracts different souls in different ways, and they are satisfied in that relationship. And we see not only the devotee satisfied, not desiring to go from here to there, but even the Lord is satisfied by seeing the devotees being fixed in one particular manifestation. So, we see that when Murari Gupta was fixed in Lord Chaitanya and the worship of Ram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased by that. Now, we don't see anyone there we don't see Murari Gupta making, or rather, we don't see Lord Chaitanya making Murari Gupta feel, oh, you are being deprived, you are not getting the special flavor of mercy that I am giving. No, he's saying, oh, how wonderful that you are fixing the worship of your Lord, you cannot give it up. And he appreciates that bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibits extraordinary level of accommodation, but unfortunately, we may end up being very, very narrow. So, we shouldn't be like that. Yes, sometimes it's possible that somebody who is practicing Ram Bhakti may come to Krishna Bhakti also. We see that one pastor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, South India, who describes both also. This one devotee was of Lord Ram, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting Krishna's name. Another described that he was feeling great separation, he was feeling great agony, thinking that Sita has been touched by Ram. And, by Ravan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, Maya Sita has been touched. Actually, Sita was not touched and he felt relieved by that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say, no, you should not start worshipping Krishna. He appreciated the intensity of his devotion to Ram. So, like that, yes, the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that there is a special period of mercy available because of the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, we can feel inspired by that and we can intensify our bhakti. And we see this intensification of bhakti and all the scriptural statements and the statement given by Vaishnavas talking about the glory of the special period, we see them as a matter of transcendental subjectivity. That is not, I'm saying, in an inferior sense that it's subjective, but it's the flavor of bhakti that can be relished with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is very special. But that does not mean that for others, there is no speciality available. And when the Gopa Kumar is going to the spiritual world, upper and higher and higher, when he comes to Vaikuntha or when he goes to Ayodhya, the Vaikuntha vasis think that Krishna, that Vishnu is the highest. And they think that Krishna actually comes from Vishnu. And when they go to Ayodhya, the vasis think that Ram is the highest. And Sanatana Goswami is not saying, hey, they are wrong. No, no, he accepts that. In their relationship, they are relishing that relationship, and for them it is true. So we as devotees, when we come to these very exalted subjects of different levels of different levels of rasa or different levels of intimacy, that quite often our tendency is, because we come from a material consciousness where there's competitive rajasic mentality, we just hook onto that, oh, this is higher, this is lower, this is special, this is, and then by corresponding, this is not special or something like that. And often this idea of speciality becomes just something at the level of our ego. Oh, because this path is special, so I am also special. And then that can create unnecessary feelings of superiority, which can alienate not only others who are practicing Jnana Vaishnava path, Jnana paths of bhakti, but also others, also the Lord himself, because the Lord does not like pride. So we focus on the principle of anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vachana. So if the description of the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspire us to intensify our bhakti and become more and more devoted, that is favorable and we should accept it. But if that starts creating feeling of superiority and arrogance within us, and that will start making us feel that the other people in other rasas, people worshipping other manifestations of the Lord are lower, then we are actually, that's pratikul for us, that will not be healthy for our bhakti, and we should just put this aside. And we need to remember, if you look at Chaitanya Charitamrita, the characteristic of Shantarasa, now sometimes we think Shantarasa is so low, but Shantarasa itself, the fundamental characteristic is that there is complete detachment from matter and complete attachment to God. And that itself is very far away for us. So, the subtle differences between various levels of love of God and the various kinds of intimate relationships, they should not be taken to inflate our ego. If those descriptions can intensify our bhakti, well and good. Otherwise, if we find that they are inflating our ego, then better not think too much about those things, but focus on anartha nivritti. When we become free from the influence of our ego, then we will be able to see these transcendental hierarchy without projecting our egoistic consciousness on it. And then we will not become proud in a material sense, but we will use that knowledge to intensify our bhakti. And not to push down others or not to get unnecessary doubt or confusion, which can be detrimental to our bhakti. So focus on if it is anukul, if we feel very inspired, yes, this is so special, let me practice it, let me also miss it, and focus on it and talk about it. And move closer towards Krishna. Thank you.